Well, Bill Shorten is obviously determined to make himself and his party even more irrelevant. I can't believe this nonsense. In what is surely a desperate move, he will apparently announce today a new target to reduce Australian carbon dioxide emissions by 45% by 2030. The government's equivalent target is between 26 and 28. In other words, Mr. Shorten wants to almost double the government's target. He wants to impose cuts that would slash at least 1% from GDP by 2030. I suppose this must all be designed to impress the UN and other climate ideologues at this Paris conference next week, because it sure as hell won't impress Australians or endear Mr. Shorten to voters. People have had a gutful of this. Bill Shorten will spend 2 days as an observer at the Paris conference, but this new commitment by Labor goes way beyond those of other countries, and they, I think, are ridiculous. The United States has a 41% emissions reduction target by 2030, Europe a 34% reduction target. This is talking 45. Now, Bill Shorten's going to make a speech today to the Lowy Institute, and he will say that Malcolm Turnbull is flying to Paris carrying Tony Abbott's climate skeptic baggage. If only that were true. But even so, Malcolm Turnbull's position backs Tony Abbott's direct action plan, which pays companies to reduce carbon dioxide emissions. I believe that is ridiculous. But the pendulum of public opinion is swinging against this man-made climate change nonsense. Bill Shorten is simply swimming against the tide.